You're really not going to wake up for it, huh?
No. Christ, I don't wake up for anything.
I have to do, I have to run a company-wide meeting tomorrow right before the inauguration. But fortunately, it will be over before the inauguration starts.
T-D-E 2-1-0-1, and the date is 1-9.
Yes, it's the 19th.
It only took 150 shows for me to get
it's inauguration
this.
Eve.
Okay, you mama sis ass.
So what are you having for dinner?
Oh, God, let's talk about boring subjects, Daniel. We are doing the Mediterranean diet because Drew wants to see if he can alter his LDL by eating a Mediterranean diet. Mm-hmm. So during the week, we have the Mediterranean diet. So I will come up with something that is Mediterranean ingredients and throw it together. And it won't be anything exciting and wonderful and marvelous. It will just be delicious and necessary, which... were my attorneys early in my career.
He's trying to reduce his low-density lipoproteins.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let me do this so buttons. I can get this to your ass.
So, buttons. Well, thank you for asking. I'm having hamburgers tonight, so...
You're having hamburgers?
Yeah, we're having hamburgers tonight.
No, hold the bun, please.
Well, we have pitas. We have one or two carb pitas that we're using for the buns. Okay. So that'll be bacon cheeseburgers. And then they go into pita.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it is good. And although Zach bought low-fat mayonnaise, which I can't stand, so I'm going to
have to... Well, especially because there's no such thing as mayonnaise. It's mayonnaise.
He bought some low-fat mayonnaise, which means it's not even a real thing. It's fake. So they can call it whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to
And low fat is not good on a keto diet. Oh, it's
bad. He just didn't look at the label. He saw it was buy one, get one, and he bought two jars of it.
Oh, so now you got two things you're not going to use.
So I need to go out and get me some Hellmann's. Now, I don't actually buy Hellmann's. I buy the store brand. But, you know, the real mayonnaise.
You should make your own. You know how easy? It's so easy.
I don't, actually. So I know it is oil, egg yolk, and lemon?
Or the whole egg. I use the whole egg.
Okay, so egg, oil, and lemon?
Anything, a little salt.
A little salt.
You could use a little stevia if you want a tiny bit of sweetness to the mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. I use lemon juice. I use a little bit of apple cider vinegar, a little bit of mustard, a little bit of...
All right, let's say I had one egg. How much oil would I put?
Well, unfortunately, because I do it in a mason jar, and so I see how far the oil goes up. I would estimate at least a cup.
Okay.
A cup of oil to an egg. I would estimate that.
Do I need an emulsion?
And you need an immersion blender.
I have an immersion blender. Thing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you start at the bottom, mm-hmm. and then you slowly whiz upward in the mason jar. And you'll make sure that the egg is room temperature. Do not use a cold egg. It will not emulsify the oil.
Oh. Well, I can't make mayonnaise tonight because my eggs are cold.
All you have to do is take an egg out, put it into the mason jar that you're going to use to make the mayonnaise, and run it hot water into it. Uh-huh. Just run it under hot water. And it will that's called coddling the egg, and it will raise the temperature to room temperature, and then you can whiz your egg with your oil and your...
I'll have to try this. You know, I remember that I was at your house and eating chicken wings, and I wanted some blue cheese dressing, and you went and took sour cream and blue cheese and made blue cheese dressing. And that was one of those moments where I was like, oh, that guy could have made that. I didn't know.
And if you throw a little bit of mayonnaise into that, mm-hmm. it's even better.
You probably did. I didn't watch you make it. You just brought it back. And I'm like, wait, I thought you didn't have blue cheese. And I made it.
Yes, I'm skillful. I'm very skillful in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I'm skillful in the bedroom. Uh-huh. I'm skillful behind a microphone. Mm-hmm. I'm skillful oftentimes in front of a camera. Mm-hmm. I'm skillful.
Do you think it's worth it to talk about aging on a future show? Because I was thinking about it before. Yeah, my dad gave me one piece of advice a long time ago, which I was remembering the other day at Disney for reasons that will become self-evident when I tell you what his advice was. But I think when I turned 40 years old, you know, in the birthday card that he gave me, he, you know, was like advices for, you know, turning old. And one of his things that he hand wrote in there was never trust a fart. I've lived by that.
Yes. Especially did you just shart yourself?
No, I didn't. But if I am gassy, I will go to the bathroom and sit.
Yes.
So I will not just let one rip in public because, you know, you never know. It's like, I'm a bottom.
Uh-huh. You're juicy by nature.
I don't know what's going to happen.
It has been so long since I have had to socially hold a fart. I mean, really a long, long time. Because Drew and I are just farting all over each other. My first relationship, Rick, that lasted for, I mean, my first long-term relationship, yes. It lasted 8 years.
8 years, Ricky, yes.
Ricky. And I'm not kidding you that we never farted in front of one another. So think about that. Think about the intimacy of that. Mm-hmm. If we had to fart, we'd go into the bathroom. So if there was a gassy meal, we're fucked. We wouldn't see each other all night long.
What if you only had one?
I was together with Drew for, I think, a week. We had been together for a week. And he came over and he sat on my lap and he farted right into my lap on purpose and laughed. That kind of opened up the fart doors, as it were, in our home.
And they haven't shut since.
No. Those doors are permanently open. So I hated having to hold in farts. And when you're in a recording studio, you have to hold in farts because you're first of all mic'd. And second of all, you've got people right next to you. And third of all, it's usually a small room. So you just hold in the farts and then that's painful and the fart burbles back up into your belly and it's just a mess. But I haven't been in a social situation where I'm going to fart and worry about it being loose. Cause if I'm at home and I let one go and it's a fart with a lump in it, I'll go and take care of business in the bathroom.
I remember, it just happened the other night. It was after the Sunday at Disney. I woke up at 2 a.m. and couldn't breathe. Like I was.
Did you apnea?
No. And so I went into the bathroom to stand up and get away. And it's like I started burping and then I could breathe. So I had gas.
Wow.
You know, in my chest or whatever. But it's I was freaking out. I thought I had COVID. It was oh my God, this is it. I can't breathe. It's I've caught COVID.
Scary. Fucking stuff is scary. And as you get older, more things like that happen.
Yeah.
It's fun. It really is exciting.
Yeah. Cause it's as I burped and burped and burped. And then of course the vomit stuff came up and then your throat is burning because
we call those regurgitation burps.
Yeah. It's not fun. Not fun.
Well, I'm sorry you had to suffer.
Isn't that a great way to end this? All right, great, Scott.
Let's go shart and regurgitate burp.
All right, well, that's just for level 13. There you go. It's shart and regurgitate burp. That was actually one of the titles of the show we were workshopping, right?
Shart and regurgitate burp.
Hey, it's time for shart and regurgitate. Hi, I'm Shart.
And I'm regurgitate burp.
And today we're going to cough up some stuff. All right, I'm going to go.
Bye, sweetheart. Say hi to Zach.
I will. Goodbye, level 13. Goodbye, Scott.